Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Tim. This is Kevin. This is Stewie, your sacrificial turkey.
Before we get started today, I just want to say a special shout out to the companies who make this show possible. XOP Gear, who's making really great tree stands and harnesses and saddles, tree climbing sticks. They got pretty much everything you need to get up in the air as a bow hunter and get it done. I want to thank Trophy Ridge to help us bring all the rest you see in this show all the time. Of course, the Whisker Biscuit, what I consider king, because we're always using it here on the show, of course. But Trophy Ridge is also giving you 20% off. If you need it, go ahead and take it. Use code BHP2025. Take 20% off on their website today. You won't be disappointed, and it'll help hook you up. I also want to say a special shout-out to Moultrie, who's making the Edge 2 and the Edge 2 Pro cameras, who are helping you get in the field and know when to get in the field with their amazing app, because it's going to give you information about the deer movement. It is really, really cool.
First, I just wanted to say thank you to XLP, one of our great sponsors this year. Amazing stands, platforms, saddle equipment. You want something quality, climbing sticks, you got to go check out XLP at XLP Outdoors. Great equipment. Thank you, XLP, for being a part of Bowhunter Planet and the Outdoor Podcast. Kevin, it's been a little while since we've chatted.
Yeah, well, you know, I was in Florida and nice warm weather. Came home to Michigan spring. I think it's going to be 20 degrees for the next couple of days. But springtime is always exciting for me because turkey season.
Turkey season. I love it. I'll tell you, I'm excited to talk a little bit of turkey, a little bit of crossbow tonight, kind of some setups. I have to say, 100%, I think for me, turkey is the most exciting hunt that I go on every year. Just personally, it's such a good time to hang out with people. It's such a good time to just kind of have some fun, watch some stupid birds in the field. And they are like, they do act stupid, although they are really smart birds.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about some of the things that you worry about when you're deer hunting.
That's true. That's true. And, one of the things is, you don't have to worry about the wind direction as much.
100%.
You know, but
wind direction, noise, yeah, movement, yeah, but they're a little bit more forgiving, yeah, if you will. And what I also love about it is the mobility of the hunt. You know, I think what we've kind of done traditionally is we know where we want to be. We know our ideal spot to hunt. We'll go out in the morning. We'll hear them, call them, see where they're nesting, right, and wait for them to come out of their roost and, you know, start walking around. But sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But you have the ability to get out and do a little spot and stalk if you want.
Yeah, and the other thing, another reason that it's a good time to hunt is because it's mating season.
Yeah.
And they get... If you can
the responses.
If you can get them responding to your decoys and your calls, and they come running in, there's nothing like it. That's when they make mistakes and,
yeah,
and do stupid stuff.
Yep. You know? They hear that chickie calling or that dude going, "Where you at, bro?"
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna be running over there and trying to pick a fight and you know, get them some, if you
That's
will.
It. You set them, you set up them decoys, you know, and make it look real, and
yeah,
maybe a little bit of movement in the wind with your wobbling cocktails and stuff. And
love it.
They'll come running.
Well, and some of these decoys now, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, if you're new to kind of turkey hunting or crossbow hunting in general, kind of set up and what you want to kind of remember to bring in the field. But just real quick on the decoys, there's some amazing decoys out there nowadays. Yeah. You know, I remember back years ago, they were these foam things, looked okay from a distance, but then you walk up on them and you're like, turkey's attracted to that?
Yeah.
And but nowadays with like all the printing stuff that they have and all the form molds and colors and all that stuff that they can put on there, they are so super realistic.
Like it's, that.
Yeah, there you go. The grind.
Yeah.
The grind, the reaper. We've used these before to some very good success.
Yeah, and you know, you got the tom, you got the females, different positions and stuff, and you know, the turkeys, they'll fall for it.
Right on. Yeah, so pretty cool stuff going on. You know, I get excited this time of year. It's a short season, right? But when you can hit it at that right time, like you were talking about, and that's always been the challenge, you know, and I'm kind of a weekend warrior hunter, if you will. And it's always a challenge because sometimes I can't get out until really late in the season when they've kind of already gone through their whole, you know, mating phase, if you will. They're not all that responsive. But like you said, if you can hit them at the right time, holy cow, man, it's a great, great hunt.
So what are you going to set them up with? What's your setup going to be this year?
Yeah, so, you know, crossbow, obviously. Got a couple that I'm looking at, but it's going to be a 10-point for sure. I think 10-point's one of those brands out there that just has a quality company. And, you know, especially with what's kind of going on right now with all the tariff talk and all that kind of stuff, 10-point's a Made in America company. So I think that's super important to think about, you know, when you're out choosing your equipment. Not only do you get the quality from them, they have a great, you know, range and different price points and all that kind of stuff, but you have the accuracy that to me is, you know, almost bar none. Year over year over year over year. There's a lot of really accurate crossbows, but 10-point just puts out that quality year after year.
Well,
after
and
year.
The other thing about it, too, is you're talking about, like, you may not be able to get out except on the weekend. So you may not get that 10-yard shot.
Yeah.
You might have to reach out 20, 30 yards. And with these 10-point crossbows and the speed they're going at, you can
rip right through
a bird, no problem.
Pin it to the ground.
That's it.
Pin it to the ground, man. That's the goal. So, but I won't lie either. I like shotgunning turkey too.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, even though I have, you know, I love crossbow hunting. You know, I want to shoot crossbow. I actually really enjoy shotgunning turkey.
Well, you know what? I've shot turkeys before with a crossbow. I've never shot one with a shotgun.
Really?
Before. So I'm thinking, you know what? I might want to try a shotgun. Just.
I mean, I would
change it up.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, I've killed turkeys before with bow, crossbow.
Yep.
Never got one with a
shotgun.
Never tried to get one with a shotgun.
This is the way I like to do it. You go out in the morning, hunt with a crossbow because you're stationary, right? You're in your blind. You're sitting behind a tree, whatever it is. You're just sitting there trying to call them in, mm-hmm. not moving. That's great for a crossbow scenario. Soon as you want to switch it up and go a little spot and stalk, I switch it over to a shotgun because you're more mobile that way.
That's a great idea. A great idea.
Yep. Yeah. You get a little bit more forgiveness, right, in it. If they're running, if they're within range, you know, you have a much more, you know, much bigger chance to have some success. Yeah. So
that's a great idea.
It's a good time.
I spent the winter shooting sporting clays with my shotgun.
Did you really?
So I'm feeling pretty confident.
You got a pump or what are you shooting?
It's a double barrel.
Yeah. Over-under? That's what I shoot too. I love my over-under.
It's a Ruger Redfield.
I love it.
And I've gotten pretty accurate with it, so
I love it.
Kind of fun, you know.
Yeah, no, I love my over-under. You know, switch out those chokes on it, right? Go to a turkey choke.
Which is a turkey choke? I'm not familiar with. I shoot just a modified choke.
You can. I mean, all it does is change the grouping on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you're shooting, really what it is about the distance of your shot, right? Usually with a turkey, I'm not shooting out up in the sky, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards where I want a broader spread. So a turkey choke's usually going to be a tighter choke that you're having out there.
Okay.
So.
Tighten it down.
Yeah. Yep, tighten it down because you're usually a much shorter shot when you're when you're stalking turkeys and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I'm gonna shoot them right in the eye. So I mean,
there you go. Just run after Kevin. You can chase him down, man. Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be fun? Actually, I think that's probably illegal means and methods. You probably don't want to chase him down and kill him with your own hands. Yeah, okay. But speaking of that, sometimes you do have to take action. So I remember there was this one time we were hunting the airport property, and we had four guys going out. It was Jamie and I were hunting together, and Dave and our buddy Chris were hunting together separately. And we were probably a good, I don't know, 400 yards apart. But Jamie and I were sitting up on a hill, highest point in at the airport. Then we could see where Dave and Chris are shooting. So we're out there. You know, there's not much happening. All of a sudden, we hear the shotgun go off, right? And we look over and we're like, oh, they got something. They had turkeys out there. We saw there was turkeys around there, but we thought they were probably too far away because they were about 50 yards. And all of a sudden, after you hear the shotgun go off, you it was the funniest thing, man. I swear to God, Chris jumped out the window of the blind running after this thing so he could take it down, because the thing, it was hit, but it wasn't hit enough to just like go on its own, you know. So he went over there and had to and put it out of its misery. But I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the funniest thing. It looked like a clown jumping out of that thing and then running after it. Oh, it was so funny. So it was a good time.
Yeah, I think my running after turkey days are over. You know, I turned 70 this year, so I don't know if I'll be running after them. I'm going to have to shoot them and knock them down.
Yeah. This last one that I was on with Dave, that was a really fun one. You know, we were out there trying to get him one for this turkey competition that he was in, and there was this, you know, group of Jakes that came out. He ended up tagging one. And actually, what was funny about it is he ended up tagging one, and then I was going to shoot after him, and we let it sit for a while thinking, okay, there's going to be some that come back, and they all scattered and nothing was around. And he's like, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to grab it out real quick. Right. So he starts to walk out the blind, and this is in a shadow hunter, right? So Dave's next to me, you know, we're sitting next to each other, doors behind us. He gets up, literally opens the back door and tries to take a step out. I grab him by his collar and pull him back in, because as he's stepping out, literally 3 feet to the right of the blind where he was sitting, there's another group of turkey walking. Oh, and wow. So he looks at me like he was about to punch me in the face because I'm just grabbing him and pulling him back in. I'm like, there's turkey. And he's like, oh. So he sit back down and wait, and didn't have a shot. I mean, these ones are a little bit smaller than what Dave got, so I ended up passing on it, but it was the funniest thing. So it's just a good time. I mean, that would never happen with a deer. You know what I mean?
It's happened to me.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I've been, like, sitting in my blind and, you know, sitting. When I hunt in the UP, I'll hunt for hours sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been sitting.
Sitting or sleeping?
A little of both. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, there's dozing involved. But, you know, you get up and you're ready to go to lunch, and I've been, you know, I'll open the door, step out, and all of a sudden you're, you know, I'm like, what the heck?
Where was this thing?
This thing's standing like 20 yards away looking at me, you know? I'm like, oh my
God. Yeah, but it saw you and it got spooked, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this thing, like, I'm pulling Dave back in, and I think I even yelled. The turkeys are like, I don't care, you know? So it was funny. They actually, I honestly think that they were attracted to the turkey that Dave shot, because at that point it was still laying in the field out there, a couple feet away from the decoy. And they go out there and they start beating this dead turkey, like, up. Like, they start pecking at it and hitting it, and, like, it was like a gang of turkeys beating up on this other dead turkey. It was the craziest thing to watch. I don't know. I got to check with Dave. I don't know if we posted that video at all, but it was some pretty raw footage, man. It was pretty weird.
He was probably the bully of the area.
I think so.
Once he got knocked down.
Good riddance.
They probably all said, oh, I'm getting some of this, you know?
I love it, man. So, but, yeah, so let's talk about kind of turkey equipment, right? Like, if I'm a new hunter, right, I want to try turkey for the first time, what are those basic things that I need to go turkey hunting?
Well, I would say probably a couple decoys. Maybe you can get away with one, but maybe two. You know, you might want to set up two decoys out in front of you.
We usually go hen and a Jake.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hen laying down, Jake standing up. I like the ones that kind of, you know, have like the live fan on it, if you will, the ones that kind of move a little bit that aren't just purely stationary, but we've had success off of just the pure stationary ones
and,
as well.
And then, of course, you're going to want to have a call of some type. And if you're brand new to it, you're probably going to want to go.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
With a box call or something 100%. Like that, because to do the mouth calls, you need to practice those to make that sound right.
I've never been that successful. And then granted, I haven't spent a lot of time doing it. Jamie's really good at it. Dave, I've seen do it well as well. I've never been really good at the mouth calls at all. Mm-hmm. The box calls are kind of my thing, if mm-hmm. you will. The problem is, and this is what you have to keep in mind, when you're hunting turkey and they are responding and starting to come in, there's a balance between calling and trying to prep for your shot.
Yeah.
Right. So it's super helpful if you're hunting with somebody else and that other person is calling and you're the one hunting.
Yeah. Sometimes you get so hung up on the calling and you're having so much fun that you forget, oh, I got to get ready to shoot.
100%. Yep. And that's why people do kind of lean towards those mouth calls too, if they're hunting by themselves, because it frees up their hands and everything to be able to shoot while they're still calling.
Yeah.
So it is, there is a little bit of a balance there for sure.
Yeah. Dave and I were, I think we were in Florida. Where were we, David? And we got that, that call, a guy made out of a bone or something.
Florida.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like
the bone call.
And apparently that goes back all the way to American Indians.
Really?
Yeah, they used to make bone calls. So turkey calling is not something new. I mean, this has been done, you know, by the Indians.
That's pretty cool.
Years and years and years. And it's pretty amazing.
I've seen some videos online where they do it without anything.
Yeah.
And that's pretty impressive, too.
Yeah. You know? I just saw a video, you know, probably a TikTok or some little 3-year-old kid doing it with his
mouth. No way.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, he's got, you know, a little camel outfit on. His dad's probably, you know, comes from a family. And this kid's sitting there with his mouth just making these sounds like, I can't do that with a call. He's doing it with his mouth, you know.
Crazy. So, okay. So we got weapon. We got call. You need some sort of cover in my mind, unless you're spot and stalk, right? Then you're kind of hiding behind trees.
Yeah, and I wouldn't recommend that kind of thing. Spot and stalk for somebody who's just starting out.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, not unless you know exactly where they're at and you're just trying to cut them around the corner or something like that. But that is something that it sounds fun, but it can also be super dangerous, especially on public land, right? Because there's other people potentially out there.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess somebody's hunt.
Yeah, and so you got to be careful. You always got to know what you're shooting into, what you're shooting behind. You know, we've done that type of stuff on some pretty big private property, right? And been able to kind of cut around and cut, you know, cut turkeys off and that kind of thing. And that's really fun. But really the goal with spot and stalk is that you're going out there quietly, right? Walking through and trying to call them into you. Mm-hmm. So there's different techniques, you know, obviously with that type of thing. But for me, like I said, I like to stationary hunt in the morning and then kind of spot and stalk midday. I love to sit in a ground blind while I'm doing it. So that's always, you don't have to. I mean, you could sit, you know, behind a tree if you wanted to. You could sit behind one of those open half blinds, right, where it just covers the front of you, you know, type of deal. So you don't have to go crazy with it.
The one thing nice, I mean, you're talking about like somebody going out for the first time. And I think that's one of the advantages of the technology we have today. You could sit and watch some videos on how to do all this stuff, say the week before, as opposed to back in the day when we were starting out hunting,
trial and error.
Went out in trial and error. Yeah. And didn't have any clue what you're doing.
You got it. You know, you asked your buddy's grandpa, right? Because he's been doing it the longest to teach you.
You go out there with a box call and think, oh, this is looking.
You're
doing so much.
Well, and that's one of the things, like what I do, because I love turkey hunting. I haven't done a ton of it, so I'm not going to lie, but I love it. But one of the things that I do every year is I watch a YouTube video on turkey calls, because how you call matters.
Yes.
What it sounds like, how long you do it for, what you do in what situation, right? What they're responding to. But the thing is, I've never heard it enough in the wild to put it to memory.
Yeah.
Right. So I always go online and watch YouTube videos, listen to turkey calls, try to imitate that on my own with my call before I go out and do it. Yeah. So practice, you know, is obviously, you know, a big part of it.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, the biggest thing is go out and have some fun.
100%.
It's just
bring a buddy.
You've been locked up all winter. It's springtime.
Yeah.
You can go out and just have some fun and get some fresh air.
Usually our MO is turkey hunting in the morning. Hopefully we get something. If not, we'll go spot and stalk in the afternoon. And if we get something, then we'll go morel mushroom hunting, because that's about the same time of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to give one bit of advice for new hunters, springtime, if it's warm, take some bug spray.
Oh, my gosh.
And watch 100%. The ticks when you get out of that woods.
100%.
If you're in an area where the ticks are active,
I
went out hunting with my grandson and my, you know, my buddy Bob. Everybody knows Bob.
Yeah.
And we hunted, and Connor and I were sitting in a blind, and Bob was sitting outside in the woods, completely camoed, and calling for us. So we left, started driving home, and Connor goes, "What's this?" I looked, is a tick.
Yeah.
I stopped the car, I pulled over, go, "Get your stuff off," you know. We're looking at each
other. Yeah, you don't want those things in your car either.
No.
You
know? So we got, you know, as best we could. And I said, "When you get home, I'm gonna drop you off." I said, "Take all your clothes off in the garage. Don't go in the house, go right to the shower, have your dad check you, you know, under your arms, everything."
Yeah.
So I called Bob, because Bob was sitting outside. I go, "Bob, it's Connor had a tick on him, so make sure when you get home, you take your, you know." He goes, "Oh, thanks." So he spread out a piece of plastic in his garage, took his stuff off, went in, took a shower, came back out. There was like 10 ticks on
his plastic.
He was like, oh my God. He didn't even know it, man. He had so many ticks on him.
So a couple of helpful hints. Number one, when you're checking yourself, floor mirror.
Yeah.
Floor mirror. Yep. You can check everything that way. Think about it. But in all honesty, prevention is huge. And I'm a big fan. I tell everybody this. Bugs love me. Mosquitoes love me. Ticks love me. Doesn't matter. If I'm out in the woods, they're there with me. I found two products that works. And it's the only thing that works.
I already know where you're going.
And it's a company, and you do, because we learned it together.
Yeah.
It's a company called Sawyer, And they make two different products. They make a permethrin. It's a yellow bottle typically by Sawyer. And that stuff that bonds to your clothes. So you spray your clothes, let it dry before you go out in the field. And that helps it just, you know, get rid of ticks.
You don't smell it, but the bugs do.
You don't smell it. The other one is they make a spray or lotion. It's called Picaridin, blue bottle usually, that goes on your skin.
Yeah.
And so instead of like the off wood stuff, this is some sort of chemically recreated flower component, right?
Chrysanthemum.
Thank you. I have been in the woods years, camping for 15 plus years. Bugs love me. I hate them. Ever since I started using Sawyer, I've never had a problem. And the best thing that I use is not the spray that goes on your skin. It's the lotion version.
Yeah.
The lotion version, because you rub it on and it actually absorbs into your skin. You don't feel it. It's not oily. You know, whatever. I don't even care if it was. I'd still use it. I will go up in the UP, heart of the summer, worst bug season ever, come back with like two mosquito bites.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. I used it to go on a spring bear hunt in Quebec. And when the bears were coming in, they were literally being followed by a black
swarm
of bugs. And they weren't coming near me.
Love
and
it.
You know, the bear sense of smell is incredible. And I had this stuff on my clothes, let it dry and all that.
Yep. They didn't smell you at all.
Never smell.
Yeah. So great stuff. Got to be prepared for sure with that. Trying to think, you know, there's a lot of stuff. You know, I would always bring a rangefinder with me. It's just something that I always hunt with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to want your backpack with your calls. You're going to want your knife set, obviously your tags, you know, kill tags and all that kind of stuff. So don't forget to get those and look up your regulations with whatever area you're in. But you don't need a lot to turkey hunt.
No,
I think that's the beautiful part about it.
You could have a little small bag like this.
Yeah, I love that bag.
That's my turkey bag.
So what I like about this one, too, is it's a single strap, so super comfortable. You can tighten it up. And it's just a sling strap, so it just goes over your back, and there's a lot of room. In fact, it's a small bag, but to your point, you can fit everything in here. You got water bottle, tags, calls, knife set, you know. That's really all you need, 100%. So
Binoculars.
I
like binoculars because yep. Sometimes birds will be all the way across the field. You want to see, is it a jake, is it a hen, or is it a nice, you know, beard?
Yeah. 100%. And, you know, there's a lot of different options for broadheads. If you are shooting crossbow or bow, I mean, you can obviously do bow too. Kevin and I are crossbow hunters typically.
Yeah.
But you have your fixed income, like what Kevin's holding in his hand here.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have something like a mechanical. So this is a 2-inch, Rage, blade tip. It's a mechanical that opens up to 2 inches. And typically with a bird, you want wider.
Right.
So deer, you're not going as wide, but with bird, you typically lean towards that larger, longer sized broadhead type of deal. But yeah, you don't, you like basic equipment, man. That's what I love about turkey. It's an easy hunt to get used to. If you screw up, here's the deal. If you screw up, these turkeys are sometimes really stupid and they'll come right back in 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
You know?
Your best bet, too, is early morning, last evening. Now, I have heard of, and I've tried this, but never really been successful, but there are people that they go out the night before and they do a crow call and they locate the birds because the birds have a tendency to go up into
a tree. Roost in trees, usually in pines. Yeah.
And so they'll go out with a locator call. I think it's usually crow call. And they'll make that sound, and then the turkeys will kind of answer.
I've heard owl, too.
Owl, too.
Yep.
And it'll give you an idea of an area you might want to set up in the morning.
Yeah, so so the point of that is if you know where they're roosting, you can't obviously shoot them out of the roost. But if you know where they're roosting, you can get up early and go sit in that area. Your chances obviously increase because they have to come down from there. And when they're coming out of their roost, they're not flying birds. They can fly. But they're not flying far, right? So you sit in that area. Once light hits, it's usually like clockwork.
You did say you can't shoot them out of the roost, right?
You can't. Cannot. No. At least not in Michigan. I don't know about other states.
No.
You know, but I know you can't.
Sounded more like you said
can't. No, can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're just making that clear.
Yeah, you can set up in that area, your chances in the morning are better. And that's what we do, right? We figure out where they roost. That's where we set up. If it doesn't happen, then we'll spot and stalk a little bit. So it's a good time, man. I love it. Never really had a lot of success at an evening hunt, though. You know, we've always tried to reverse logic. If they're roosting there at night, they got to come back there, right? So it's kind of the reverse logic. But I've never really had a lot of success in evening hunts with turkey. It's usually midday or early morning.
Yeah, midday they're out there scratching for bugs, right?
Yeah. Yep, trying to scratch that itch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but, you know, great talk.
Yeah.
This is a great, you know, being the second episode of the season here, coming up on turkey season, super exciting time for us. And get to see Kevin back in town, which is awesome.
It's spring. Get out in the woods and do some turkey hunting. Get out fishing.
That's it.
And, shake off those wintertime blues.
That's it. So we'll see you next time here on the Outdoor Podcast.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.